Now joining us from your Vancouver Whitecaps, he is Jake Nerwinski. What's going on, Jake?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. How about you? How is self-isolation going?
Yeah, I think it's, I got nothing but time right now. I think doing the same as everybody else, just kind of hanging in there, trying to stay safe and stay healthy.
Are you in the city or are you back on the East Coast with family?
Yeah, I'm still in the city, still in Vancouver.
And, okay, it's good to know that you're doing well. And, we're getting good weather, but the key is to just stay indoors, right? Just play video games, watch movies.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Exactly. I'm playing some video games. I'm watching a lot of Netflix, running through probably too many shows. I'm running out of options here.
Have you seen Sunderland Till I Die? Randeep loves it.
Love it.
I actually have not. Somebody's been actually telling me to watch that, so I might have to do that one next.
Yeah,
take my word for it, Jake.
It's an awesome show. Yeah, I just got done with Tiger King. Have you guys seen that?
I have.
I feel like everybody's seen that, right?
I haven't actually seen it. Would you recommend it, or is it just too nuts?
Oh, I recommend it. I guess it doesn't really make Americans look great, but it's very entertaining stuff.
All right. It is really just wild to me that this world exists where these tiger people are infighting like they are. But let's not spoil it for those that have not listened or watched it just yet. So we do have five quarantine questions. We're kind of going around town with some of our colleagues and others to kind of see how they're getting through during this self-isolation time. So are you ready for the questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So kind of touched on it a little bit there, but what is your favorite quarantine activity? Maybe leave outside of Netflix,
Outside of Netflix? All right. I'm actually trying to teach myself how to play piano right now because I got nothing but time. So I bought a keyboard. And I've just been sitting down in the living room trying to teach myself.
How has it been going so far?
It's been going all right. Pretty frustrating at times. Sometimes I just do it for maybe 10 minutes and give up and then come back the next day. Sometimes I'll go for an hour or two when I'm really feeling good. But I'm learning
sounds like me
right now.
I tried to – I picked up the ukulele I bought in Hawaii last year for the first time. And I got to say, I got pretty frustrated, and after like a half an hour, I was done with it. I was angry.
Yeah, there's good days and bad days, for sure.
Depending on how long this goes, there might be a band here. There could be a collaboration, guys. If you learn this ukulele and one side of the piano, I see some collaboration coming.
Yeah, I can come back on. We can do a little concert.
Yeah,
there we go.
Let's do it.
All right. Second question. Are you reading during the quarantine, and what book are you reading?
I'm not really reading right now, to be honest with everybody. I guess if you consider reading music, that's what I'll go with.
All right.
Reading music can apply. Reading, yeah. It's been hard. I try to, but my mind starts to wander, and then it's just like I'm reading the words, but I'm not really comprehending what's going on sometimes. Totally get that.
Been reading a lot of news articles. How about that?
Yeah, that works. All right. This is the one that a lot of people might disagree with you on, but what is your favorite snack here during quarantine?
Ooh. So I've been on the little Halos, the little mandarins. I've been on a big kick with those. I've been probably popping about 10 of them in a day. They're unbelievable. They're so refreshing.
So you're the second person that's answered Mandarin oranges here. So,
I figured I would get a lot of that, but I've been having to go to the grocery store at least once a week, and there's at least probably 50 in the bag. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're the second person that's actually said Mandarin oranges. So it's a popular snack this year. I don't consume any of them.
Yeah,
that tells you how much healthier you are.
Are they in season? I don't know.
It could be. All right. You're a soccer guy, but you grew up on the East Coast in the United States. What's your favorite classic game to rewatch? So if you're sitting on watching on TV or, you pull it up on YouTube or whatever, what's your favorite classic game to rewatch?
I would probably say the 2005 Champions League final. It's between AC Milan and Liverpool. It's when AC Milan's up 3-0 at halftime, and Liverpool came back and won on penalties. It's probably one of the
Istanbul.
I think one of the best soccer games of all time.
Yeah.
So, are you a Liverpool fan?
To watch every time.
Are you a Liverpool fan?
Not, but I just enjoy it. I just enjoy the game.
Yeah, I mean, the way you know that game flipped on its head, and you know, I know Gerrard got like a lot of shtick for never winning the Premier League title, but in those Champions League runs that Liverpool had, I mean, that's really where he made his legacy.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I mean, just an incredible comeback. You know, he led the team there. It was awesome. It's always awesome to watch.
And Reach, you love it because you hate Milan as well, so that's why you love that answer, don't you?
And there was a couple of great certainly Milan's Cafu, legendary right back. Did you model your game after Cafu?
I actually tried to model my game after when Sergio Ramos was a right back. He was my favorite player growing up. I try not to get as many cards as him, and you know, but I love the way he played.
Fair enough. I like that. Sergio Ramos, that's way back when he was right back. I like it. All right. Jake Nerwinski joining us for 5 quarantine questions. All right. This one, the final question of our quarantine questions. Most rewatchable movie. What's your favorite movie to rewatch?
Well, I'll go with, so my favorite movie of all time is Saving Private Ryan. I could watch that anytime. And then if I want to go comedy, I would probably go Step Brothers. Just easy to watch, easy to put on in the background. Always a good laugh.
And you can always pick it up. Catalina Wine Mixer. So many activities.
Oh, yep. Exactly.
That's what you call range as well. Saving Private Ryan and Step Brothers on the other side. That's range right there.
Yeah, I got a lot of range.
Yeah, that's right. So the 5 quarantine questions. Awesome. We got your answers on that. But we also hit you with a question in a quiz form. So we're going to ask you a question just to see if you're still, you know, you still got that sports going through your brain right now, just to test you a little bit. Cool?
All right. Let's see.
All right. Your alma mater, UConn Huskies, are considered to have the greatest women's basketball program of all time with a Hall of Fame head coach. Can you name him?
Oh, this is an easy one. Gino Auriemma?
Yeah, there we go. There it is.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with the question today, but this is
come on. That's too easy, guys.
That's a softball.
We need a tougher one.
Yeah, that's a layup right there.
That absolutely is a layup, pun intended.
Exactly, that's what I went for.
Shots fired at our producer Dom. We like it. That's so you're already a part of the show, Jake. Like that's just kind of like activity number one that we enjoy the most is taking shots at our producer.
All right, yeah, I can get on that easily. Nice.
Awesome. Hey, Jake, really appreciate the time you made for us today. Keep up everything that's going on, and hopefully we'll be seeing you back at BC Play soon as all this clears up, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so as well, guys. Stay safe, right?
Yep, you too. There he is, Jake Nerwinski.